Now broadcasting the Webcomic Beacon.
Oh man, I think I gotta boost my volume on this thing. No, I just need to talk closer to the mic. Anyway, this is Webcomic Beacon episode 89. I am your host, Fess of Fessworks.com, and with me is Mark Savory of AutumnLake.com. Welcome.
Hello.
Tanya's not with us at the moment, but we're hoping that she's going to be coming on the show a little bit later. But we're going to be talking about conventions this podcast episode, if all things go according to plan. We're going to ask you for call-ins from TalkShoe. That's right. If you're at webcomicbeacon.com/live in our live chat room through TalkShoe, you can call through TalkShoe and we can see that you're calling and have you on the air. Or you can get a hold of Fessworks on Skype. Or you can try calling 320-310-0922. And that'll bring you to our Skype voicemail, and I should be able to add you to the Skype conversation when you call, if I can get it in time before it forwards. But those are our
operators
options.
Operators are standing by.
That is right. Looking for your donations today. now, anyway, also, the Webcomic Beacon is hosted on the Rampage Network at rampagenetwork.com, a web hosting site and community. I am presently the community director for Rampage Network. Trial position for the next 3 months to see how things go and what we're going to do with the community. Just to let
is that like you know, down at the rec center, like, you know, you you like coach the basketball games or something, or referee or whatever? Is that what it's like?
Well, some of the things that I'm going to be working on are like constructing a newsletter, looking at putting together the contests for the members and for readers. There's talk of a micro podcast or whatever that'd be like bi-monthly, where it's basically get members of the network to on a show to talk about things that's going on, maybe a topic or something like that. Still ironing out a few things. I might be in charge of advertisements. Well, I'm thinking about having a sort of presence at the PenguinCon for the Rampage Network, along with the Webcomic Beacon, the Shifter Archive, and I'm thinking Tanya will have a lot of stuff there too. But I need to confirm a few things before I solidified the tables, but yes,
you have so many projects. I could just see, like, you start at one end of the tables, and you line up all your projects, and then they're falling off the end on the other side of like four or five tables because you have so many.
Well, I don't think I'll have that many, but we'll see. I still need to contact people. Like I said, I'm going to be having the Shifter Archive there, which I'm hoping to grab a couple of Jenny Everywhere authors. I'm hoping to get Benj Christensen. Hoping to get Cisco Davis Jr. as well as Noel Kroll, the actress who is the actress for the live action Jenny Everywhere that Cisco is doing. I think there's a couple other people like within the state area or within one state away that work on Jenny Everywhere that I'm trying to get there too. I'm looking to have a t-shirt available if I can get the art right away and some figures from Tanya. I have a Webcomic Beacon prototype already in the mail. It's here from Zazzle. Not a big fan of the shirt color, but I think it will work. It's very green, bright green. In fact, it's almost like the green that's used in the logo, like the Webcomic Beacon lettering.
That's pretty green.
That is pretty green. It doesn't look that bad, though.
Mm. Was I right? Does it look like a... Do the circles look on the front look like...
No, they don't look like boobs.
Well, it just looks like one giant boob, like right in the middle.
No, it doesn't look like that to me because I drew it, but it's not screen printing is the thing. Zazzle doesn't do screen printing. It's like sprayed on or...
Yeah, or it's like an ink dye thing or something. But it's okay.
It's okay, but on a darker shirt, it's not going to work unless it's screen printed.
Yeah.
Because the red will be too dark. And it won't look right if they just spray it on. So it needs to be screen printed. And what I'm looking at is... through Tanya she has contacts with this company. I'm guessing it's through her Better Way Merch that does T-shirts, and it's screen printing. And that's what I'd like to get it. And I really like it a lot. I'll probably post pictures on the site eventually, or soon. But, and then I'm hoping to get, like, a T-shirt that says Jenny Everywhere on it that uses the When Casting Calls version of the logo, which is, like, really cool. And it's, like, a professional logo. And it might be cool on, like, a yellow or purple shirt or something like that. Because, I don't know, it's just to have something. A little bit more to sell. There's only a minimum purchase of 12 shirts for what I would say a reasonable price, which you could do up front. Less than 200, I think, depending on how many colors you use and such. But for 12 shirts, I'm going to say closer to 150. But I really don't remember because Tanya's given me a different price for the Webcomic Beacon shirt, so I need to find out what's the actual price for what she would normally do. Just because she works with the Beacon, so she's obviously gonna give us all a discount.
Give us some free
for the webcomic Beacon shirt anyway. So I'm not quoting any numbers because that'd be unprofessional. Because I'm not the go-to
we don't know
person.
What they are. We don't know what the numbers are. But yeah, that's cool. I would like to come up with a design that would be worth putting on a screen printed shirt, a proper shirt. But
right.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to invest in that at this point, but we'll see.
Well, you could probably do something with your robot since, you know, just something that's not really tied to anything and could just be, like, stand alone.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Robot on a shirt, I don't know.
Robot on a shirt. Yeah, I could do something. The robot seems like there's some potential to do something with it.
You just have the picture of the robot and just say, robot, or just the robot. I don't know. It could be, you should get some feedback.
I actually have a few ideas for things with the robot, but we'll see.
Okay.
My robot is going to branch out and do his own robot-y things in a bit, but we'll see. We'll see, because I would like to actually have a proper shirt done as opposed to the print-on-demand stuff, but.
Right.
We'll see if the robot has any kind of popularity to warrant getting into that.
Awesome. So let's see here. Let me pull up. Oh, shoot. I lost the link. Go to TweetDeck. That's right. I'm using TweetDeck now. So now people can go ahead and send Twitters or direct messages to Webcomic Beacon or Shifter Archive. I will be able to look at it a little bit more carefully than every once in a while I'll log in. But since I'm using TweetDeck, I can easily check out any mentions or at least at replies I'll be able to see. Not everyone's going to be able to send a direct message the way they're set up. But go ahead. We're at Webcomic Beacon, or the Shifter Archive is at Shifter Archive. And so send Webcomic Beacon or Shifter Archive related tweets to those Twitter accounts and not to my Festworks one, just so I can keep things nice and separated and organized, at least somewhat organized. But let's see here. Yep. Okay. Dave, who does the webcomic slightly off topic, is pretty much the guy in charge for PenguinCon 2010
for webcomicry. He's the webcomic track.
Go-to guy.
Godfather.
Yeah. And you can check out PenguinCon's website at penguicon.org. Not the other ones, .org. And it's going to be in Troy, Michigan at the Troy Marriott. And there's a couple of different pre-registration pricing and date sets up until the end of October. It's $35, so get on that. I believe that Artist Alley tables are $5 for half a table, but you'll have to check out the site for more info or contact Dave of Slightly Off Topic. You can also check out the PenguinCon 2010 thread in the webcomic list forum, newly updated with a new version of PHBB forum. And so it's missing a couple of things that you used to have, like in all the links to the webcomic list site proper on the left-hand side, but it still works and it's functional and people are still there. So check that out. Let's see here. Right now at the Troy Marriott, it looks like rooms are $88 a night using the special you know, code PEN if you're calling them. Otherwise, if you click through the website and to register online, the code will be entered automatically for you. I forgot what it was, but I've already done it in anticipation of bunking with other people because still, $88 a night with taxes comes to about $200 for the two nights. So I'm looking to split that with somebody. It's just a lot easier for me that way, I think. Even if I'll split it with people that will sleep on the floor or whatever at a discounted rate, I'm such a such a cheap person. No,
I stayed the extra day, which I guess it was okay, but everything was done, so I was just hanging out with Hans and Tanya and just waiting for my plane the next day.
Well, maybe there's more to do. Maybe there's more to do in Troy than Romulus.
I don't know. I didn't plan it very well. I figured, well, I'll get there the day before and leave the day after.
Oh, wow.
So I spent a little extra dough that way. But that's okay. It was all good.
Well, the plane ticket might have been actually cheaper overall since it wasn't, you know, on the weekend it's going to be more expensive than
That was a factor. It knocked like, you know, $50-$60 off it or whatever. So it all came out. So I wasn't too far over.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. So that worked out okay.
Let's see here. We have nobody in the chat room yet that's looking to call in, but let's see here. Well, let me pull up the one that's coming to Minneapolis.
Is this the new super secret one that you were talking about, or
they're have yet to talk about that?
They haven't figured that out yet. Okay,
I should contact Chibutikin, who is Melissa of Tin Lizards, Tin Lizard Productions. I was mentioning before. She was the one who was more so in the group about that one. I need to contact her and see what up. But dang it, freaking! The old website doesn't exist there. So I gotta. Oh, dang it! Mark, say something.
Something. How'd I do? Yeah, so I am looking forward to PenguinCon. I'm planning to go. I haven't actually planned to go. I just sort of decided, yeah, I guess I'll go. I haven't actually planned anything. But we'll see. We'll see. We're going to have webcomic-y beacon stuff there, it sounds like, and a bunch of other stuff. Yep. So, yay. Hopefully we can get more people from the webcomic list to come.
Here's my damn problem. The search engine that's automatically on my thing is Yahoo. I'm not finding crap.
Well, no wonder. But that would be cool, though, if we could get more webcomic list people there and make it the webcomic list webcomic convention type thing. That would be neat. But I had a lot of fun last year, so I am looking forward to this PenguinCon. Fun. And have liquid nitrogen ice cream, and maybe they'll have the candy fab working.
The what?
Didn't you hear about the candy fab? It was broken, so they couldn't set it up. It's one of those devices that will make a three-dimensional object out of a material. You've heard about those?
Yeah, they had one of those at the college I went to.
Yeah, this one makes it out of sugar, so they call it the candy fab. So you could actually eat your 3D invention.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. Although I wouldn't want to eat it. I would want to make something cool and just keep it and stuff. But
then it gets all sticky and full of dust. And, yeah. And then you can't eat it. Minnesota. It's called the Midwest Comic Book Association is who's doing it. And it's FallCon. Apparently, FallCon itself exists in various locations as well. They're not connected. It's just a similar name. But it's
like
called
a Comic-Con.
Yeah, it's called the Same MCBA idea. FallCon. And this is October 11th and 10th, October 10th and 11th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds, in the grandstand. And I mentioned this before, and there's going to be like a lot of guests arriving, a lot of, well, maybe not guests, but the Artist Alley people. Blanket's going to be there. Diana Knock of Jinxville is going to be there. I mean, I could go through this whole list, but there's like so many people are going to be there. I mean, it's pretty good for a good size for Minnesota. It's like the biggest, I think it's like one of the biggest conventions in Minnesota, at least as far as comic book nerdery goes. But I didn't have time to put together anything for a booth or anything, so I'm not going to be there with a booth or a table or anything. But I'll be around, and I'll have copies of. Let's see, the Jenny Everywhere When Casting Calls book available for sale for some people, and I'll be handing out business cards, being like a nerd and everything. And
oh, wow, I should send you a whole bunch of those PenguinCon flyers I made. Just so I could get rid of the 2009 ones.
Yeah, you could go ahead and do that, and I'll put it on the freebies table.
And then they'll all go to Romulus, and we won't be there because it was last year.
Yeah.
So, what about the they're in the chat room. They're talking about the UK webcomic convention, the thing.
Oh, the thing. Does anybody know about this that they can call in and let us know what's going on?
Gosh, you don't know. Some brainy sounding people are in there that I know have Skype. That would be pretty cool if you're in Britain.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you just hop on the train, right? Just off you go. You don't necessarily have to fly or anything like that. You just take the train. Although that can be pretty pricey, I guess. It's like Red Tech's going to be there, I think, and a couple other people. Yeah.
Well, let's take a look at the website, which is UK Webcomics with an X thing.co.uk 2010. It's going to be on the 27th of March. And,
There's a robot. Oh, eek.
there's plenty of site. There's plenty of, tables available. You can see a few people that have already, reserved some stuff, but, UK Web and Mini Comics with an X thing 2010 is going to happen on the 27th of March 2010. It'll be loads of fun, something to look forward to, etc., etc. Wow. They're kind of half-assing this description. But hopefully it'll be a lot better than what it sounds like. Apparently this sort of convention has been around since 2004, it looks like. Yeah, I don't see a whole lot of information on it. But if anybody else is planning on going to that, let us know, and then we can talk about it, or at least mention it. Let's see here. Ooh, a t-shirt launcher. That'd be fun. Take a t-shirt launcher to the web. Of course, that'd be a little bit expensive.
How would that work? I'd be like, okay, pay me some money. I'll give you a t-shirt, and then bop, right in the face.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that.
I hope it's your size, buddy. Ka-chink. You feel lucky, huh?
All right, well, we're going to take a quick...
People wonder why I don't make any money.
that's because you're not taking your Robin story to publishers and see what they think. But anyway...
Doesn't it throw me out?
No. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll see if we can get some call-ins.
The Geek Media. The Geek Media has a number of geek-related podcasts, blogs, and videos for you to enjoy. Check out thegeekmedia.com. Have news, milestones, questions, or comments? Send your audio clips or email to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com.
And we're back. This is episode 89 of the Webcomic Beacon, which you can check out at webcomicbeacon.com. And we host and we broadcast and record our shows each Wednesday. No, not Wednesday. Sundays. Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern. We're on Skype. We're on TalkShoe. Check it out. And, well, once in a while, we're not there on Sundays. But for the most part, pretty much, yeah. And on December 6th, if all goes according to plan, we'll have episode 102 and our two-year episode on December 6th. So I'm going to try to have a couple of breaks so we can make it both episode 100 and the two-year on the same day. I'll try very hard to do that. And so it's exciting. On the phone right now, we have Philip Brown of Yosh, of YoshSaga.com. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. Just working on the comic now.
Pretty good or awesome?
So y'all talking about conventions?
Okay. Yes, we're talking about conventions.
All right. Well, let's see. There's a convention coming up in Virginia, which is where I live. It's called NecoCon.
Okay.
It's going to be up in, let's see, November, the first weekend of November.
NecoCon, is that N-E-C-C-O with those crappy little candy wafers?
Hey, they're made in New England. You shut your mouth.
The green ones taste like toilet bowl cleaner. Just anyway.
It's N-E-K-O-C-O-N, and I think it's .org.
And that's relating to giving humans animal traits like cat ears or tails or things like that, right?
It's more or less an anime convention, but okay. their mascot is a cat girl.
Okay. Because last time we had you on the show, you were talking about Nekomimus or whatever that was.
Right.
Okay. So is this one you normally go to, or?
Yeah, I've been going to it for about 3 years now. I think this will be my fourth year there. Maybe my fifth. I can't really remember. But they do have a lot of webcomic people coming for guests and stuff. Usually Mookie from Dominic Deegan shows up.
Okay.
Let's see. And also last year, the people from Apple Geeks were supposed to be there, but Hawk, the artist from there, never seems to make it, so.
Oh, well. He doesn't get paid in advance to show up, does he? If they like talking about a guest or anything.
Yeah, the writer showed up last time, though, so okay. At least they had someone. But they should be, I think they're all full on their Artist Alley stuff now, but okay. Usually if people want to show up, usually some people don't show up for their tables and they sell them while they're there. So I think they're at $50 a table.
Oh, wow. Well, I suppose it's a little bit more lucrative convention than some of the ones that we're going to. Like PanguCon.
It's pretty big. It's not nearly as big as something like Otakon, which is up in Baltimore. I've been to that once, and that was a fantastic convention. Usually, like at NegoCon, you need to leave less than 5 minutes to get to a panel from one side to another. In Otakon, you have to leave like 15 minutes just to walk over the convention halls. So they get so packed, it turns into just a bunch of lines everywhere.
I don't like lines.
Damn most them. People don't.
Damn you, straight lines. Oh, we're talking about... Okay.
I wasn't going to go there. I know some people who like lines, but they're wrong to do that.
Okay.
Oh, you were talking about something else.
I was talking about something else. I don't know.
Damn it, you made me go there.
You went there. Ha ha.
Joke.
Anyway, are there any other conventions coming up that that you go to or have gone to?
No, I pretty much just go to that one unless I can get to Otakon, which I usually can't. So there are a couple other in the area. I know there's a sci-fi convention called MarsCon, and there's another couple in Virginia that take place closer to, I think, Arlington, which is more central Virginia than the coast.
Right.
But there's quite a few. I think almost every state has at least one convention or one in a state nearby, so there's always one to find. Y'all have a link for that that site with all the different conventions on it?
I don't have a... What link?
All right, I'll try and find it, and I'll try and put it in the chat for y'all. It's
It's really cool.
It's a thing that has like all the conventions in the U.S.
Oh, okay. That'll be a good resource.
So I'll try and find that for y'all.
Tanya sent that to us like last year or something. I remember looking at it and thinking, wow, this is cool. There's all this awesome stuff on there.
I think I'll add a link to that under the resources and stuff section of our website, which is on the left-hand panel towards the bottom. Well, it's actually in the middle. Yeah, but that's a good resource, so.
Good call.
Yeah.
Well, I do know that there is animecons.com, and that has all the anime conventions. I think they also list a bunch of other conventions as well, because almost every convention with the media for webcomics and other things like that, art and everything, has some connection to an anime convention as well. So, yeah, animecons.com definitely has a lot. And they also keep a list of ones that are coming up for their dates, so that's pretty neat. I'll put that in there, and I'll look for another one later.
Alrighty. Let's see, looking at it right now. Okay, there we go. I was hoping I could get Dave on the show today, but it was kind of last minute. Dave's the guy that does PenguinCon. All right. Well, this is some good information. We'll have all of these on the Webcomic Beacon show notes for this episode, so people can check that out later as well. Let's see here. Man, I wish I would get more call-ins on this thing, but maybe I should just up and call people.
Do you have any good con stories? You must have a good con story.
Let's see. There's always some good ones, but none that really relate really well. Let's see. None that I can really think of to tell y'all, but I do know there were some interesting people. Have y'all heard of a Paradox Lost webcomic?
Sounds familiar.
All right, it's got by a guy named Dave Lister. He comes to NecroCon pretty often. He's a pretty interesting guy. I think he used to live up in Maine. I'm not sure if he still does or not. He's a pretty interesting guy. He's also one of those people that generally doesn't update his comic like at all for very long periods of time. Yet he still gets invited to all these conventions as a guest and stuff. So,
wish I could figure that out. That'd be cool.
Yeah, but he's a pretty good artist, and he's an all around really nice guy. So he's always been fun to talk with, but a couple of years ago he was trading Pokemon. It was just he was at his panel talking about the comics and everything, and then he said, "Oh, by the way, if you have any Pokemon, I'll take them when you come by the desk or his table in the artist alley." So he was trying pretty hard to get all what are they up to, 300 something now.
I choose you. Oh, I already have you. Let me get enough.
All right. Let's see here. Sorry, my mind is kind of everywhere. But anyway, yeah, I'm a real professional. Anyway, Phil, thanks very much for calling in and telling us about your convention experiences, and we'll get those links in the show notes. Once again,
you
can find Philip at Yosh of YoshSaga.com.
All right, thank you very much. Y'all take care.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
There's another link in the chat room.
Cool. We also have another call in. Let's go to Tanya.
Tanya, oh boy. You should have heard what Beth was saying about you.
I fell asleep in the tub. Hi.
Oh man, hey, it sucks if you fall asleep in a tub for too long, then your skin becomes super saturated and it hurts.
I'm all wrinkly and sort of white.
Just age. No. I was thinking that, you know, if you're going to sleep in a tub, don't go in there with an electric blanket.
No really electric blankets. I was sans electricity, so that's good. Yeah. Sorry.
The little tea heater that you usually stick in the cup that you had in the tub.
I don't have a tea heater. either.
Can I have a tea here?
I don't let my tea sit for that long to use one of those.
No, neither do I.
I don't know anybody who leaves their drink sitting for so long that they need one of those.
You didn't use the toaster as a pillow or anything, I hope.
No. There's no pillow. I have a nice kink in the back of my neck and water in my ears because I just sort of lay down. Like, the water goes down enough to where I can lay down in the tub without drowning. And I just sort of dozed off there.
I'll sleep in the tub every once in a while, but I'll set an alarm. So I'm not in there for...
Well, but I was under the water. The water was in, like, over my ears. I can't hear anything. It's just water.
Tanya, living dangerously.
Yeah, that's me. Sleeping in 4 inches of water. I don't think it's going to be a problem. But it was warm.
Okay. Until you roll over on your side and then...
You know, it's a pretty small tub. I don't think I have to worry about any unplanned movements. So, I sort of woke up in a panic. I'm like shaking.
Oh no!
That's because the water cooled off.
It was a little chilly. It was a little chilly. And moist, so yeah. Hi, sorry.
It's all right. Let's see here. We've been talking about conventions basically. We've already mentioned PenguinCon, where the webcomic Beacon is going to be having a presence.
Yes.
I've already reserved 3 tables.
Thanks, Bess.
Yeah, I need to figure out
one for each of us, right?
No. But
there's one for the Beacon, and there's one for the archive, right?
Yep, the Shifter archive, which I'm hoping to get a couple other people that do Jenny of War stuff there. And then there's one that's more or less for you, Tanya, I'm guessing, if you're going to be there in some sort of presence. But you'll have to let me know a little bit more in the next couple of months, so I can let them know if I still need the table or not.
Yeah,
but
we'll figure out if we're gonna need the table. The way I'm looking at it now, I think that next year is going to be kind of, just me getting back to work. So okay. I don't know that there's going to be... PenguinCon is the only convention that I'm going to next year, first of all.
Okay.
And I'm going mostly because I want to see you guys and Jason and, you know.
Yeah.
See everybody. Not so much because I have, you know, things to sell.
Right.
So... I just want to party.
Well, I've already reserved a hotel room, so I'm looking to get as many people as I can to share that room, because I've already mentioned earlier the prices and everything. But I will be looking for a couple of people. I'll be looking at everybody that I'm working with actually first. So like any of you guys or whatever to split the room that I got. But on top of that, we kind of try to want to have that Webcomic Beacon compilation book to sale by PenguinCon.
And
yes. We didn't yet have a chance to talk about this on the show. We did mention it briefly about having a sort of themed Webcomic Beacon presents a compilation book. And I think we're talking about something to do with cooking or such, or holiday cooking recipes. With any holiday or whatever, or just even strips, funny strips about holiday cooking or something like that, you know? So there is a thread on our Webcomic Beacon forum. Just go to webcomicbeacon.com, and right underneath the header, you click on click on forum, and there is a link right at the top that says compilation book project idea and participation. So we're looking for people that would be willing to make some exclusive content. Well, you can put it on your site too, or something that you've already done to be printed with a bunch of other people through Kablam. And the whole thing is unless there's going to be like a whole lot of people that are going to want to pre-order, it's going to be a print-on-demand thing through Kablam. And anybody who does submit something to the thing, you know, you can say, yeah, I'll order a copy, and you'll get... The base plus shipping, you know. I'm not gonna, you know, so everyone gets the discount, the non-markup, but all that we're going to be talking about in the forum as well, and we'll be discussing this. I'm looking at like 1 to 8 page submissions that people can do, a couple of strips. Even if you have like a single strip, we can set up with a couple of other single strips or whatever on the book. It should be really fun and a chance to get something of yours printed with other people, and I'm hoping to do that. Speaking of which, I kind of have an idea to do something like this for Rampage Network-specific people. But that's something I'm going to be presenting to the Rampage Network forums, particularly in the members forums, for those that may be interested. Mostly looking at like promoting your own comic, so like taking like your first eight strips or something like that. But aside from that, that'll be discussed at a later date. The Webcomic Beacon Compilation Project is a separate being, I hope we get a lot of participation with that, a lot of people that are interested in that, because it should be fun.
Yes, yes.
Let's see here. There's a convention going on this weekend, isn't there?
Dragon Con is this weekend.
What is Dragon Con? I know it's big. I know it's huge.
Dragon Con is one of those compilation kind of conventions. There's all kinds of things going on. The main reason that I wanted to go to Dragon Con was they have a skeptic track, where the skeptics are there, and Bad Astronomer is going to be there. They have like this whole science track and skepticism track that I wanted to go to so bad. Tree Lobster is there, the artist that does the webcomic Tree Lobster.
You could have met my girlfriend there. She's there right now.
I could have met your girlfriend there.
Yeah, she's a skeptic.
Oh, lovely. Someone else to envy.
About being your girlfriend, I hope not. Is that what you're saying?
You should be skeptical about everything. It's just that some things, you know, you've made a good determination. Fess is a catch.
Uh-huh.
Are you saying that I'm fat?
I'm what? I just woke up. I know I'm confused.
Flu is a catch, like swine flu.
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No. He's cute and he's funny and he's smart and, you know, he's a catch.
I've deceived them all.
It's pretty hard to be deceiving about being cute.
Aww.
You're sitting there, you're cute. Okay. I mean, you drink syrup, but other than that.
Oh, gosh. A cackle. Eek.
Oh, that's right. Also, Penny Arcade, PAX is this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this weekend?
Yes.
Like right now?
Yes.
Oh.
Better go. Yes. Better hurry.
No. Quick, shoot. Run. Darn. Oh, no.
Yeah, they sold out like 4 months ago. But,
yeah.
They sell out pretty quickly. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, hey, that's no problem. No problem.
So I'm not really here. I am such a mess when I first wake up.
That's quite all right. I mean, you've heard me when I first woken up, like right before the show when I'm supposed to be here.
Yeah, you're a little discombobulated, so.
Like, what's going on?
Hmm.
Let's see. I'm actually looking forward to going to a furry convention finally this year, Midwest Fur Fest.
I thought you went last year too.
No, just things didn't work out, and I couldn't go. And Anthrocon has been one I've been wanting to go to for like a long time, and I still haven't been able to go to that one, so that sucks. Yeah, I had to go to PenguinCon last year to see you guys.
Gee.
Oh, bummer.
No, actually, PenguinCon last year was really great, which is why I want to do it again. Oh, we're also going to have. I already said that the Webcomic Beacon wants to do a panel, so we're going to have a panel for us. As well as Jenny Edward Shifter Archive is I'm having her panel, and hopefully I'll have a more successful turnout than 8 a.m. on Sunday.
Your presentation.
Yeah.
Still
yeah.
Inside. So you can totally recycle it. It's awesome.
I'm lucky I uploaded that that presentation to my server.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very lucky I did that.
Oh, that's right, because it went to Bluey.
Yeah.
And you were taught of that. That was a great presentation. It was just really too early.
Yeah.
Sunday
8 a.m. Sun. Was it Sunday morning?
It's
Sunday
8 a.m. Sunday morning.
Wow. Yeah, that's
and even Tanya and Hans showed up late.
That's horrid.
Sons of bitches.
Well, I was busy.
Oh, yeah. We know. We know you,
came.
Tanya.
I showed up.
He was there.
Yeah.
I tried to make Mark busy, but he wasn't interested, so
I was asleep.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, more Tanya.
Hey, wait a minute. Are you saying I could... Oh, gee, doggone it. Oh.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on RampageNetwork.com. Be sure to check out our weekly live broadcast on TalkShoe.com. Listen in, chat, or call in at WebcomicBeacon.com/live.
Funny.
Oh, you kids.
You make me sound desperate. Just gonna throw myself at you. Good lord.
See how I totally turned the tables on that. See, it just worked out great there.
Yeah, how's that working out for you?
That's a good. Oh, gee. Oh.
I'm telling you, everyone listening thinks that I'm just horribly, horribly desperate.
But I don't think that.
And it's all your fault. You're really good at that. Fess has got the diabolical laugh down again.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Hey.
You guys are weird.
I'm making chili. Crockpot.
Okay,
I have
then.
All right. Well, what we're gonna
do? Speaking of a cookbook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What we're gonna do right now is that we're gonna look at the Webcomic Beacon ads. On Project Wonderful, yes, that are on our website right now. People, good sponsors of the Webcomic Beacon. And I'm going to actually mention one that's not currently up there right now, but was there like 5 minutes ago. But I'll mention that one last, since somebody else has that spot instead. And we got Jaden and Crusader once again advertising on our site of jadenandcrusader.com. And it's their little custom Beacon one where they're telling this guy to shut up because the beacon's on, which is like really cute and fun. I always love these custom ads.
I do too. That's
Beacon.
Wow.
Jaden and Crusader also has the panel, the single banner ad, which is at the bottom of each and every post, like individual post. And so thank you very much, Jaden and Crusader of jadenandcrusader.com, for advertising on the Webcomic Beacon Project Wonderful ads. And, of course, we missed them last week because Jaden and Crusader took all the ads last week. But now, once again, on the tower, we have Yosh of YoshSaga.com sponsoring the Beacon once again.
Yay!
So, yay. Yeah, I love this. This is where we get all of our money for the week, is on Sunday for 1 hour.
Wait a minute. We get money for this. What?
It all goes to ads.
Don't tell me that. Where's the contract?
It goes to ads. I don't make a profit on this site. It goes into advertising itself. But I did want to mention one. Apple of Discord was advertising like not but 5 minutes ago, and I'm only mentioning them because they had a fun ad that mentioned the Beacon in it too. It says, AOD, Apple of Discord, proudly supports the Webcomic Beacon. Like, yay, a stripper pole supports college students, so suck at financial planning.
I like that. I work in a college town. I really like that. It's nice, you know, that they've got a way to get through college. It's important.
It is important. And there's a lot of, you know, sad, desperate, lonely guys out there who need that.
Hey. Again, I'm not sad, lonely, or desperate.
But you're not a guy. I said guys, so that's a qualifier. I'm just being mean.
Yeah.
I love you, Tanya.
Aw, I love you too, Fess.
Yeah. Just reply to your emails.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to like get information about T-shirts from you for a while.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, yeah, I'm looking for your middleman percentage up from what you quoted me for the Beacon shirts, because I know the Beacon shirts are a special rate because you're a part of it. But and I did get a sample. I got the sample shirt from Zazzle already, and I know it would look a lot better with screen printing because this is just a spray on or ink or dye or whatever. But the shirt color that I got presently is this. It's pretty much the same, close to the same color as in the lettering of the webcomic Beacon. It's that bright green.
Yeah.
And but I'm looking for something that's more like what Becky's shirt color is usually. And that's
like
kind of hard
forest to green kind of green.
Yeah, well it's kind of like a bluish green. It's like the background
blue green,
for the site.
Yeah.
I was going to say it's like the background for the site, but anyone who's using Internet Explorer is not getting the correct design for the site.
Right.
And
all I'm because they're using Internet Explorer.
Yeah, there's an image that's on image that's that a background image that I did kind of make. That's on the Internet Explorer version of the site. I don't know where it is. I don't know how it's still there. I thought I deleted it.
Oh, is that why it's sky blue when I look at it at work?
Scroll all the way down. Yeah, scroll all the way down, and you'll see that the sky is a part of, at the very bottom, there's that landscape with the beacon tower on it at the very bottom. I was like, oh, that's where that is. I thought I deleted that. So I don't know why it's showing two different types of sites, but... But anyway, so that's the plan. So get a hold of me on that. I might have two other people that might be interested in getting shirts printed, but I'll let you know as soon as I know.
Actually, the rates I quoted you were, I think that was the base rate. That's the rate that I get from my people. And
right. That's what
you
said.
You can have it. Like, yeah.
I know. That's what she said for because of the beacon and everything. Unless you're meaning for the other shirts too, but otherwise I'm asking for what's your middleman percentage up? Because
I'm saying is that I'll just hook you up with my middleman, so that you get them at that rate. Well, sounds like a drug deal, doesn't it?
All right.
I don't want to run
you
for
up.
You.
I'll get an eighth too. So
probably from these guys. That's a possibility.
Nah. All right. Well, thank you, Tanya, and let's see here.
Just here for 10 minutes.
I'm all planning stuff. I'm planning and conniving. Ooh, lingerie.
So you know what? Stop looking in your closet now. You know what's gonna happen next week, right?
No.
Like, last week I was late.
Yeah.
This week Tanya was late. Next week Fest will be late.
We'll see. Tanya, you're gonna be at Squidworks next week, aren't you?
I am kidding. Yeah, next week I just won't be there at all.
But we're having the blanket guys next week.
Oh, damn it!
I know. So we're going to have to call you for a little bit at least.
Yes. Yes.
Because I know you want to talk to them. We're going to be talking about iPhone applications. Apps. Particularly their comic viewing app, which got posted on webcomics.com a while ago. And so we'll have them on to talk about that. We'll probably be talking to them about FallCon as well, which is the Minnesota convention, about a comic book convention, basically, because I know they're going.
Yeah.
We already talked about a bit of this earlier. But I also mentioned I already mentioned that.
You already mentioned
that. I did already mention that. I'm going to check... Excuse me, the Webcomic Beacon email. That's right, you can get a hold of the Webcomic Beacon at webcomicbeacon@gmail.com if you have milestones or particular news stuff that we're going to be posting. Also for our, as people may have seen, our Beacon news flashes. We're going to start putting, when people have like books available, like compilations of their webcomic stuff, available for sale. So you can let us know when you have a book that's available for sale. We'll stick it up in our Thursday Beacon news flashes for your Beacon-y source for news and quick links.
Beacon-y goodness.
So let's see here.
Someone in the chat room is screaming, "Dude, me!"
dude, you what?
I'm assuming about
who?
The books. No, dude.
Oh! Yes, Darce has the book out.
Darce. Oh, never mind. I don't know. Yeah. Book.
Book.
Oh,
book.
And Nate's milestone. Don't forget Nate's milestone.
Oh, I won't forget. I won't forget. Right now on the phones, we got Darcy of Codename Hunter.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi.
Now, you're making a big commotion in the chat room. What's going on?
Well, we just got a book printed out through Lightning Source, and there are 250 of the damn things sitting on my drawing desk and crushing it.
I've seen the pictures.
Yes.
Are you going to any conventions that you could bring some of those to?
Yeah, we'll be at Midwest Fur Fest.
Wait, you were you a guest last year?
Yeah, I'm going to be a guest this year, too.
Ooh,
it's
fun.
Going to be pretty crazy. It's their 10th year,
ooh,
and they're planning on having back as many guests as they could from each of the years. So I think they ended up with 23 guests.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
And some of them are pretty big in the furry fandom, but there's one gal, Ursula Vernon. I think she's just recently gotten a book deal for a children's book. I think she's got four in the series. She was on Oprah a couple months ago, I think.
Really?
If I remember right.
Cool.
Yeah, so she's going to be there.
Awesome.
Yeah, so you can go kidnap
I'm planning to go.
I'm
planning to go.
Yeah,
it should
be fun.
I'd be going with Melissa, who goes there a lot, apparently. She's not a furry, but she just has a lot of friends that work there, work with it and everything. So I think she's going to be going, so I'll be going, so that'll be cheaper for both of us to go. And 10 years, so that'd be a good convention to go to. Those are always extravaganzas.
Yeah, it's actually a really nice convention. It's big, but it's of a size where you can still get around and see everything. And, you know, they actually just moved to a nice new hotel last year.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, so it's really, really nice. Let's see if I can fall back.
Huzzah. What's the website? Do you know the website offhand?
Let me see real quick.
On the spot.
There it is. It's www.furfest.org.
Alrighty.
Put that in the chat for you.
When is Furfest?
It is November 20th through the 22nd. It's in Wheeling, Chicago. Wheeling, Illinois, actually.
Okay.
So, but yeah, there's the site. So, but cool.
Awesome. Well, Darcy, thanks very much for letting us. So send us an email too about your book, so that we for sure can get it in our Beacon newsflash.
Oh, cool.
Because I'm just gonna end up forgetting if this is the only way I hear about it. So, all right. Well, Darcy, thanks very much for calling in.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Yep. And we'll catch you later.
Sure. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
Goodbye.
All right. Now to milestones. And the Webcomic Beacon email. Let's see here. T-shirts. Genuine Draft, which is a Lego comic, which... Shoot. I don't have the link, but we'll get the link to you. It's at DreamerSync.com. It is 1 year anniversary. And apparently there's a caption contest that you can find out about there. Also, I should mention that, speaking of Lego comics, there is the Brick Comic Network or something like that, mm-hmm. That has recently come into play. I'm trying to get a hold of them. I haven't heard from them yet, but I'm trying to get a hold of them so we can talk about it. I finally have our Lego comic episode. Which I totally forgot about a long, 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 long time ago. So I hope I didn't burn any bridges. That's one thing I worry about, if there's any bridges that I've burned in the past from completely forgetting or even just going on the Something Awful forums. If I burned bridges with a couple of people there that, you know, there's a lot of people there I would love to have on a show, but I don't know if I've burned some of those bridges.
You burned that bridge when you came to it, huh?
Damn, you know, that sucks.
I mean, you're supposed to burn them after you've crossed them. Really.
That's what you did wrong, Fez.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That's where you went
wrong. Cross first, then burn.
I mean, I would love...
That's the way that works.
I would love to get the guy who... Pep Rally, who does Gastrophobia. I'd love to get that guy on. I'd love the guy who does the comic Dead Winter. It's one of my favorites. But, you know, I might have made too much of an ass of myself, I guess. But, oh, well. Let's see, Road Crew Comic what do they do? Oh, well, that's not a milestone, but they got a book out, since we were already mentioning books. The first book collection of Road Crew is available at roadcrewcomic.com. We'll also be mentioning this in our Beacon newscast, news flash. God dang it, I can't even talk right. And we also got some milestones from George, our what would be the title for George, who does our show notes and the news flash?
Major Domo.
Do something nice, executive director.
No, I'm like wondering, like, what is that position typically? Oh. Is they're doing a lot of like the note catching.
Executive assistant would be the
secretary. Is the old fashioned word.
George Ward of DungeonLegacy.com, our executive assistant on the web.
You would either be the what is it? I am one. I can't remember what it is.
Personal assistant.
No,
wink, wink.
It's bigger than that. No, there's no oral sex involved.
All right, Mr. President. Anyway, before I forget, George Ward comes to us with milestones, like he usually does, with at least some milestones. We have Jazz and Jess, which has hit 100 comics. Wait, are they updating again? Or is this from a long, long time ago? Oh, hey. Something new.
What?
Jazz and Jess. There's a new comic.
Yeah, he's been updating for a while. I was confused. I was like,
well, I was confused. The last one I've seen was at that dockyard, that ship dockyard for like months and months and months. And then I.
You should pay more attention. He's back on.
Hey, I lost my computer and everything with links to everything.
All right.
And Precocious of PrecociousComic.com has hit 300 comics. So congratulations on that. Oh, shoot, lost the email tab. There it is. Dungeon Legacy. Ah, his very own comic has hit 1 year. Congratulations.
How he snuck that in there? Like in the middle of the list.
Taking advantage of his
pretty
position
clever
of power.
There, yeah.
Also, if I say this right, Ginpu of ginpu.us, GINPU.US, has 3 years, 3 year anniversary. And it is a furry anime or furry manga comic. It's not that bad, actually.
Oh, okay.
So those are all great milestones. Great, because you let us know.
Got one more here.
Oh, what? Oh, what's going on? What?
Midtune.com. Midtune at midtune.com. They're celebrating their 100th.
Huzzah! Mm-hmm.
Huzzah! Kalu Kale.
Kalu Kale? What is that? Oh, is that Hawaiian?
No, actually, it's from the Jabberwocky, but that's okay. It's one of those, you know, major famous poem things.
Oh, okay.
Are they right?
Reading stuff.
Let's see. Well, is there any other news that I may have overlooked?
I don't think so.
I don't think there's anything big
going on.
I don't think so.
Crickets.
All right. Crickets.
Oh, you know, I want to say quickly, in case, you know, it hasn't already been mentioned to everyone enough, that Betapwned is being renamed and will reemerge shortly within the next couple of weeks as Daisies and Shit. But there is nothing currently at daisiesandshit.com, so I'm changing the URL and everything. It'll be in a new location with a new site. And, you know, just the pre-warning, and then I'll make a big-ass deal out of it when it actually happens.
You're still going to keep Betapwned for a while, right? Betapwned.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep Betapwned up for a year.
Do you know how to use the HT access to basically make it so that when people type in the old link, it'll update to the new link?
Basically? Yes.
Okay, that's very good.
And then I'm gonna also have a. You know, a little splash page there talking about, you know, the changeover and giving the appropriate link for people who have those kind of things blocked. So,
okay.
Or who are using, you know, alternative browsers.
Right.
So, yes.
See here. Well, that is pretty much all for this week. I was worried about not having a topic, but it looks like we were able to pull a topic out of our asses, and it seems to work. Next week, we will have the Blanket Guys of BlanketComics.com if I got that link correct anyway. And then after that, we're going to have some people on from the, what is it called? The internet. I have it right here. Just a sec. Give me a sec. It is called the Online Internet Webcomic Show, which is a live action portrayal of people making a webcomic. So it should be fun. And we shall see everybody next week. This has been Fess of Fessworks.com.
You get to go again, Mark.
And this is Mark of AutumnLake.com.
This is Tanya, currently of Betapone.com.
That's all for the Beacon. Be sure to tune in next week.
Because I was like, fuck, god damn it. It's like, then I start over like this coming voice. And it's like, and then you can check out this website. And god damn it, mother.